El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Jim, you got the pitcher.
Top of the ninth, Andreas Kleinsek will step in for the Mallards out of Madison College. A rising sophomore from Verona, Wisconsin, will take over the pitching duties. Making his first appearance this season. So coming here in the top of the ninth, Jack Gervich will step in. So Rafters, a commanding 10-3 lead, two runs in the first, three runs in the second, and then five runs in the seventh. Madison got two of their own in the bottom of the sixth. They made it 5-2, but Wisconsin Rapids quickly shut down the momentum. So Kleinsek will step in now, the right-handed pitcher on Gervich. He'll look in and deliver the ball, swinging a line drive that goes into the left fielder of Holcroft. One down. This brings up Harrison Didowick. 0-for-3 today with a run and a walk. So Kleinsek will step and fire as Didowick swings and skies a ball into left field. Holdcroft running under it, tracks it down, and makes the grab. Two down. So two quick outs for Madison as Chris Conniff will step in. Well, actually, this is a pinch hitter, Luke Hansen. So Luke Hansen, it's his turn. Pinch hitting for Conniff. Hansen has not recorded a hit so far this season. 0-for-3. And he has three strikeouts. So appeared in the first game yesterday. As Hansen swings and misses upstairs. 0-1. Out of the University of Virginia. From Williamsburg, Virginia. Two down. The 0-1. And bounces down in the dirt for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs. The 1-1, swinging a line drive that drops before Jackson can get to it in center field. So the first hit of Hansen's campaign here at Wisconsin Rapids comes in this game in the top of the ninth. So Luke Hansen recording his first hit for the Rafters as Jorge Degatti will step in now. Two down. to Gaudi. 1-for-4 today. He swings and grounds a ball into the shortstop of Sadika, who throws it over to second and gets the out. Hamilton just had enough on the bag as he gets out Hanson running, but the Raptors still lead 10-3. Do they have three more outs in them and will improve their record 18-14? Find out next here on WFHR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Raptors 10, Mallards 3. Has one more pitcher to finish off the night for the bullpen. Anthony Benetti, a rising senior from Tampa, Florida, and attends Barry University. He's had six games appeared in with a 1-0 record, eight innings of work, allowing four hits and two runs. He has six strikeouts. So the right-hander with a 2.25 ERA will step in on Isaiah Jackson, who's committed the only error for the Mallards today. Jackson 0-for-2 with an RBI. He had a sac fly RBI. He also struck out. So Benetti will look in, making his first appearance of the day. Fire, and a ball pulled out left side. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Benetti will come set and fire. 0-1, just low of the zone, 4-ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Benetti fires and just low, just below the zone, in the dirt, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The 2-1, swinging a ball cracked out left side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Count runs at two apiece. Raptors three more outs away from securing their 18th victory of the season and their first in this series. 2-2 in for a ball, 3-2. Count runs full. And Benetti will fire. And Jackson pulls it left side again. Staying alive in this count, working the count. 3-2. Benetti looking for a save. As he fires a 3-2, swinging a ball, driven out into right field. That stays fair. Rolls into right field. Jackson rounding first, heading for second. The throw from Bobo is not in time. And a leadoff double for Isaiah Jackson, recording his first hit of the day. And Kenyon Brown will step in. So Jackson, the Arizona State Sun Devil, already with an RBI today. So Kenyon Brown, 1-for-2 with a walk. First offering comes in for Benetti. Out and away for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Madison trails 10-3. They've been out hit 11-5. Rafter is the 5-run inning in the 7th. Benetti deals in. And it goes outside for a ball. 2-0. On a fastball at 91. A 2-0 count. Looking in is Benetti. He'll look over at second, fire the 2-0. That ball smashed into right field, out of play, 2-1. So Madison not going away so easily. Here as we enter the bottom of the ninth, 2-1 is the count. Benetti will come set. The long stare at second, the 2-1, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard, scoops it up in the glove, the whip over to first into Gervich is in time. One down. So once again, a clean out there from Garrett Broussard. So one down, Raptors two away. This brings up Davis Hamilton. No hits on three at-bats. He struck out as well. Jackson remains at second. And Benetti serves and a swing and a ball sliced into left. And Didowick goes to his knees, makes the grab for the second out. So one away for the Rafters to cap off a victory tonight. In dominating fashion, they started right from the get-go. 2 runs in the first, 3 runs in the second. They went a 5-0. Madison got 2 runs in the bottom of the 6th. Made it interesting, but then a 5-run inning in the top of the 7th for Wisconsin Rapids. That's about the scoring for the Rafters. 3 innings where they scored in, but getting a 2-run inning, a 3-run, and a 5-run inning. So those big innings for the Rafters coming true here in Madison. A 1-0 count on Jack Tucker. And the 1-0 inside for a strike. Tucker hit a solo home run last time up into left center. 1-1 count. 2 down. Looking in is Benetti. He fires and sees the zone for a strike. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. 2 down. Jackson at second. Perhaps the final strike of the night. Benetti will look. He'll wind, fire. Swing and a drive that slices into right field. And running after it, making the catch is Bobo for the 3rd out. And the final out of this game. The Rafters take down the Mallards in the first game of this series, 10-3. They outhit them 11-5. A big day all around for this Rafters offensive side. Brendan Bobo went 2-for-5 with a 4 RBI day. Garrett Broussard went 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs, but all around a big outing for the Rafters. They improved to 18-14 and making a push, perhaps a playoff berth here in the first half of the season. But Rafters will be back here at 5:05 tomorrow here at Warner Park for the 2nd and final game of this series. For everybody at Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, for the players, coaches, and staff, For everybody at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 61. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 87. Lows dip down to about 61 tomorrow night. Mid-80s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 90s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 81.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Remarkable. How about the other case today? I mean, they're half their ruling in the denying of the relief for student loan debt was, we just don't want to. half their ruling was, we just don't want to do it. And we should note here, as people sit there and say, well, you know, Roberts is not that bad, or, you know, sometimes Kavanaugh and Gorsuch seems to come around on Native American issues and stuff like that. That was 6-3 yesterday, 6-3, 6-3 again today. And now they're thinking about taking on whether or not people who are, violent people who are abusing their wives, their spouses, their girlfriends, whether or not they should be able to have guns. They have a right to have a gun, even though they are a domestic abuser. Yeah. I mean, that is it. This is the inertia, folks. This is what happens when you say to yourself, oh, I'm not going to vote this election because I've convinced myself of an impossibility, that Hillary Clinton was somehow going to be worse than Donald Trump, and you bask in that. And I want to remind people that after that election in 2016, there was a lot of people that could not pat themselves on the back enough to say, see, we sent a message. Yeah, that message is you're idiots, because this is what we're getting today. And this is the beginning. I mean, these last few years, I mean, the ending of Roe v. Wade, the ending of affirmative action, for goodness sakes, you know, the consequences that we're seeing here, it's going to take decades to undo all this damage. The one good side, I can tell you what, Generation Z wants nothing to do with Republicans. They have, I mean, if you're 30 and younger in this country, the Republican Party is persona non grata. They are not going to go for you. And I think this is kind of one of the reasons why they're kind of entertaining this overthrowing the democracy thing, is because they can see the cab coming down the street with this doors wide open, that they basically can't, they're not going to be able to win the younger generation. And the baby boomers are dying off, tragically, and the greatest generation is almost gone. And that's been there.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The same opportunities, the same health, the same food, the same transportation, the same quality of life as kids in inner cities and poorer communities. It's not true. And I've been in the South where they have systematically gone out there and damaged the public education system purposely to basically hurt the minority population and prevent them from getting a quality education. And yet we still, every single year, get kids that go through these fixed systems and come on out with 4.0s, grade point averages, and they go to try to go to a college, but because daddy's got an alumni exemption, they can't get in. And so it's the affirmative action is needed because systemic racism is a problem. And just because you don't want it to be a problem doesn't mean it's not a problem. I'm so upset with Clarence Thomas. I mean, talk about a guy. I mean, it was like when Paul Ryan, so if I came to Madison, Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, when he was a Speaker of the House, who was taking Social Security benefits when he was a kid because of his circumstance and then saying he wants to cut them off for everyone else. Clarence Thomas would not have gotten his legal degrees if not for affirmative action. He was given an opportunity because people looked at the system and said, the system is not fair. We're going to make sure that you get the equal opportunity that other people can get. And he was able to get it. And now he's saying, I got mine, screw you. Yeah. That is just, it is so disappointing to see, but that's where we're at. This is ideology. And let's not mistake the opening point. These guys are bought and paid for, and somehow it's simply just give them a 5-star holiday vacation, fly them across the globe, get them the all-you-can-eat pass. I mean, they basically they will sell out anything on the planet as long as they can do this, and that is the disturbing part.
Yeah, I see that. Now, I think this is a little different with the Supreme Court. You know, I don't think these trips mattered at all. I don't think there's a quid pro quo at all in this, because Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Coney Barrett, they don't get on the Supreme Court without having been vetted from high school forward. They're in the club. They've been wined and dined and indoctrinated for decades. One little trip to Versailles or one little trip to Alaska, that doesn't mean anything then. And that's what Alito was trying to say in his pre-buttal. You know, this isn't going to change my mind. You know, the seat was empty. I was doing them a favor kind of thing. It's who they are, and it's the reason that, you know, the infrastructure that creates these people are so dangerous that most Americans don't even know exists. The most powerful guy in this country, a guy named Leonard Leo, he's the guy who, during the Trump years, was picking out all of these horrible judges. You don't think Donald Trump was up nights doing research, do you?
Oh, no. I will say this. There, when it comes to Justice Scalia or Justice Thomas's little Nazi friend or Nazi fan, not I mean, he's just a big fan of the Nazis. Now, I don't know what his actual personal beliefs are. One of those flights really put up a huge red flag for me. I don't know if you saw the list of flights that was exposed. But one, he left Washington, D.C. I think he flew to Pennsylvania for like 1 hour and then flew back to Washington, D.C. If that's not going there and taking marching orders, I don't know what it is. He refuses, obviously, still refuses to say what any of that was about. But one of those flights was not a vacation. It was a summoning. And he was summoned. A Supreme Court justice seemed to have been summoned to his Nazi-loving benefactor's appearance and then immediately flew back to Washington, D.C. How you can't start an investigation on that one flight alone, I don't know. But you're completely right, Rick, in that this is born and bred through college, through, you know, going to certain law firms, going to certain clerking, going to this, they're put through the system. But what's going on is making sure that we don't get another Sandra Day O'Connor, where you put her on the court, they thought she was a conservative voice, and she ends up voting with the liberals on a lot more cases than they liked. Now it's basically like, okay, we'll let you go one or two this way or that way, but overall, we're going to make sure you understand these are the cases you are going to vote for.
No, and the important part of this is, you know, I've been talking about this for a while. The difference between the Trump kind of corruption and what Trump would do and the McConnell kind of corruption. You got the Trump stuff, which is stupid, which is, daring us to hold him accountable. But the McConnell stuff, much more methodical, much more backroom, much more dangerous. The stealing of a Supreme Court justice, that's a big part of this. But all of that backroom, hey, the moneyed interests are really in control, and we're going to make sure they stay in control. All of these rulings to me, especially the affirmative action thing, you're talking about, they want us to focus on white and black, when the reality is it's really about green.
What Trump really did was give them the opportunity to put out whatever the far right zealots that are pulling the strings to go out there with their wish list and do whatever they wanted to do. McConnell, McCain, these guys, they were sure they're part of the system, but they weren't dumb enough to basically allow things to go down so far where it makes them unelectable. And don't get me wrong, we have enough gerrymandered districts, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that basically they could run a turnip with an R next to its name and it would still win. But when you look at what what's going on now, Trump basically said the howler monkeys have taken over the zoo. And that's where you're at. You basically have people who are unintelligent, who are unorganized, who basically only seem to exist to fall and bask in the glory of the 50 or so Twitter trolls that follow them and think that they're great. And that's where this is going. And of course, then you have this behind the curtain machinations of these people who have, great white whales they've wanted to kill, and they're able to do so because there's no one driving the ship right now because Trump is over there eating a tub of paste.
Oh yeah, I now I got an image in my head. That is going to stick with me. But I was thinking as you were talking, I was thinking about Dwight David Eisenhower. He wrote a letter to his brother Edgar and said, anyone who'd come out against Social Security or Medicare or unemployment or labor laws or the farm bill, they'd never be heard from in our political history. There are a few, Texas oil millionaires, Howard Hunt, but their numbers are negligible and they are stupid. And I look at that quote and I go, man, if you could dig up Ike right now and show him what's going on, he would agree. Stupid is running this country. Idiots have taken over, as you said. So I guess the question that I want to finish up with is, okay, we see all this. It's right in front of us. What do you do?
You vote every election. There is no election. I don't care if it's a local, municipal.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 61. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 87. Lows dip down to about 61 tomorrow night. Mid-80s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.
In Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Humpty Dumpty scornfully declares that when I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean. So what does woke mean? It's become the pet political aspersion that today's kooky right-wing hucksters hurl at liberals. But the hurlers would be whopper-jawed to learn that it was actually coined by and for progressives. Indeed, it admonishes people to be awake to the dangers posed by hate-filled bigots and reactionaries like, well, like today's right-wing extremists. Surprising historical tidbit. The first person reported to have used the word was Huddy Ledbetter, the legendary black blues artist known as Leadbelly. Among his many classic songs was Scottsboro Boys, about 9 black teenagers falsely accused in 1931 of raping 2 Alabama white women. As a black musician who traveled the back roads of the Jim Crow South, Leadbelly warned others to pay attention when in a viciously racist state. Best stay woke, he cautioned. But out of blind ignorance, blind arrogance, or both, today's adapters of the Jim Crow mentality have perverted common sense wokeness into a verbal whip to lash African Americans, immigrants, Democrats, women, LGBTQ people, and all others they don't like. Pretty much everyone who looks, thinks, prays, and acts different from them. How kooky? They've declared librarians, science, Mickey Mouse, and Bud Light to be their evil enemies. Don't be woke, they bark, demanding autocratic, plutocratic, and theocratic laws to coerce compliance with their own retrogressive bigotries. This is Jim Hightower saying, bear in mind that this is no longer a fringe cult, but the mainstream of the Republican Party, including its top congressional leaders, presidential wannabes, and state officials. Actually, you can easily comprehend what these Humpty Dumpties really mean by their don't be woke war cry. Just substitute the word sane for woke.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
Evidently, Nikki Haley in her pointy shoes. She believes that Republicans should absolutely impeach Joe Biden. Don't know why yet. You know, they're not sure why. There's a whistleblower who's made some allegations. Again, I'll believe it when they put it in front of one of those people wearing the robe and putting the hand on the book. When they swear to tell the truth, then I'll buy into it. Then I'll look at your evidence. If you're going on a Fox radio show, you've lost me. Not the place for it. Anyway, here to share some thoughts on the top stories of the day. A little something may happen today. We'll figure it out. That's why I've asked my good friend Bob Ney to come share some thoughts. Bob's a former Ohio congressman and political analyst, and to be one of the really bright guys on the political scene. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Rick.
So a little something happened today in the Supreme Court. Any thoughts?
Yeah, a little something has happened a couple days now, huh, in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, are you surprised by it? I mean, honestly, you know, I was listening to some right-wing bloviators going on about, you know, the left and Democrats, they're losing their minds. I'm going, who's losing their minds? You knew it was coming.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can see the reaction to this is not like the complete end of the world. I mean, this is not like a Roe v. Wade reaction, okay? Now, yes, there's people that feel stronger about this. But when you look at the same-sex couples, then the court pitted the LGBTQ community against the, quote, religious community and the free speech, you know, enthusiasts, let's put it that way, on that one. The Biden student loan, on that one, I'm a little torn, not the issue of student loan, although I think that whole issue personally needs deeper conversations about costs of school than just the student loan. I mean, we need to have a serious look, you know, of when I went to college and could work and could actually pay tuition versus somebody would have to work nine jobs today to pay, you know, in-state tuition at Ohio State, for example. But anyway, on that, it's an executive order of Biden, which would have been one of the most expensive executive orders. And the reason I mention that, these executive orders and signings, which nobody talks about signings, they're really bad. We can get into that one day. But the executive orders have been going on and on and on through many presidents. And what it kind of says is that Congress needs to battle some of these things out. You know, they need to codify, as we would say.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. I mean, the reality is the reason that a lot of these executive orders happen is because Congress is ineffective. They're simply not able to legislate, and we can't get anything done right now. So if you're the president and go, look, my administration's got an agenda. The only way forward is to use these executive orders and these signing statements. And look, I'm with you. I'm against this kind of unitary executive or whatever they were talking about during the Bush years. I'm against consolidating power into one branch of government. And right now, it seems like the Supreme Court has all the power.
Right. And so that's why these are going to have to be, you know, looked at. Now, the affirmative action, something I think if people read the articles, I think is going to probably shock them, is the fact that, and I don't know how this can be, what I'm about to say. They were trying to look at, you know, how many colleges consider race, right? Now, here is the answer to this. And the answer to it is that the government doesn't know how colleges do this.
Right.
There's no transparency on this.
It's all subjective.
So when you want to look at the impact of what it will do, you have to look at a 2019 study where it showed that 4 of 10 colleges use race. And, of course, the ones that mainly were looking at race were of the, quote, Ivy League level. A lot of the colleges simply weren't anyway, which is surprising. Now they're going to create probably questions. What? How were you raised? What type of background did you have? Now, Asian Americans brought this 10 years ago as a result of, I think it was Harvard. And so it was brought by Asian Americans. Now, that doesn't mean the entire Asian American community likes this decision, but that's who brought the suit further. But it was also instigated by, I think we have to look at it, Edward Blum, a man that is a conservative, about 63-year-old activist that looks for people that will latch their names onto cases. So, and he's with AEI, American, you know, Enterprise.
American Enterprise Institute.
Right. So we need to kind of point out who was behind this, because all the articles, all they say is Asian American. That's all you see in the articles. They don't mention him. Fascinating.
You know, how I see this is, look, there aren't an awful lot of colleges that the majority of people can't get into. I mean, you know, your Ivy League schools are very competitive. They have limited number of spots. But for the most part, you know, most places are taking everybody. You've got open enrollment.
Right.
So they're
right.
not going through this process of weeding people out. It's the top universities. And, you know, so right. I wanted to know, since Harvard was in this, I wanted to know what the demographics, you know, at Harvard are. And I was surprised to find out that, you know, 34% of the student body is white, 21% mm-hmm. of the student body is Asian, and just 6% is black. And then it goes down from there into smaller percentages,
right.
you know, after that. But I'm going, you know, if this is how they're choosing their student body, you know, if you're a white guy, you might want to hold on to this because it might be you at someday.
Right. And the other thing is, the lack of transparency on this, which is what the articles brought out. Now, the articles aren't, you know, pontificating on it, which they should. The United States government, as we speak right now, before the Supreme Court decision, had no concept what colleges were doing what.
Yeah.
Which it blows my mind. I have been fired from one job in my life, by the way. And I was fired in 1975. You're a Clevelander. I don't know if you remember Paul Haggard, the councilman in Cleveland.
I do, yeah.
Paul Haggard fired me. Paul Haggard was African-American, and he fired me. I was an equal employment opportunity investigator for construction, state of Ohio. And I was fired, and he told me right to my face, because I would not alter a report against a very big construction company who were not complying with equal opportunity employment. So I was fired. I wasn't fired for writing a report that told the truth about their lack of affirmative action. I was fired because I wouldn't write a report he wanted me to write.
You were fired for insubordination. You didn't listen.
That's exactly what he told me. He said, take it. You know the governor. You'll be okay. Immediately, I went to his superior to say, you know, I was fired by Mr. Haggard, ironically, because I wouldn't write a report that cleared the company. Anyway, so that was my little experience. But one thing I learned when I was an EEO investigator is this, and it's the key to a lot of things. It's not about quotas. And that's where I'm wondering, did these colleges institute quotas? Okay, we got 6 here, we got 10 there. You know, it's about affirmative action. And so I think if anything in this whole thing, at least there should be transparency on, you know, on decisions. Yeah. I was just shocked that there isn't.
Yeah, no, look, I'm against the idea of I'm purely a, if I'm writing it in paper, I'm against the whole idea of giving one person an advantage over another. I believe in. I've been raised to believe in this idea of, you know, the person who's the best for the job should get it. But I'm also, I also realize that in the real world, the stuff that's on a piece of paper never works. Yeah, we're not a utopian society. Discrimination happens. Roadblocks are put in the way. People have different advantages, invisible capital that others don't have. There's a lot that goes into this. There's no simple talking point that fixes it for me.
That's correct. And that's why I don't think there will be, you know, the furor as there was. And this has nothing to do with white or black or minority or non-minority. I just don't think the furor will be out there, because you made a great point when you opened this whole line of conversation, which is, you know, people basically, for the most part, in the quote non-Ivy League schools are being admitted.
Yeah, I mean, because they want the money. I mean, the reality is colleges, and it takes us back to the student debt problem. You know, these colleges are dying for money because there's so many of these for-profit, private universities that have popped up that are sucking so many resources out. We should be talking about that more than anything else. But for me, this, I don't know. It again. That may have affected a handful of stuff in place, where George W. Bush, who couldn't get into Texas and Yale, seriously?
Right.
These cases would have predicted exactly where we are. Because this is the court that we have.
When it comes, you know, to presidential.
This website case, and I'm sure. The website, I guess, made up a crime. Struggling with this stuff, man. I'm struggling taking over. Look, if you're truly harmed, if you're truly aggrieved, but this just looked like trouble. So it tells me there's an action block.
Right. And also, you know, again, because you don't see him in articles, people that find people. They back cases. Groups to do it, and or they do pro bono that want to have their day in the sun before the Supreme Court. So at a website, you know,
yeah.
BTQ, the Constitution is free speech protection, shields. Services, you know, the same-sex couples is what they ruled. American constitutional law, you know, website, and somebody was hostile to what I ordered from them, to be honest with you. But
no, I wouldn't either, but there's a point at which you go, reality, if you're going to open your doors for business, do you and discriminate against them, and on the individual, but on the.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
That isn't too. This kind of stuff makes me think. Again, I know this is a small thing, but it makes me go. If we're making discrimination okay, and this is the, how far do we let it go?
Right, you know, designers, I think they said that their religion to regard same-sex marriage as false. So their religious thoughts that same-sex marriage is not legal.
Yeah, this is one of those things where I just don't get it. I'm sorry. We're not participating. You're not doing it. You're simply putting images on a simply putting flour and milk and eggs together than it should be. And again, I where, okay, it's at first it's going to be, you know, the gay couple. Name who's next. Fill in the blank other. That's my.
Well, for religious reasons also, there could be some particular type of role in, you know, proceedings. So if a person that's female wants some type of product, if a person that's female wants some type of product or cake, maybe they could refuse. I mean, this thing could go a lot of different directions.
Yeah, I know people with a lot of really, really curious religious beliefs. Do we really want to open that?
Well, exactly. Right.
You know, believe what confines your four walls. You know, I got a. He's one of those guys who reaches into boxes and picks up snakes. I would never do that. I'm never going to understand it. Makes him feel good. He wants to put his hand in that box and pull that behind him doing that. But I don't want to have to put my hand in there. And have you ever been bitten? He goes, oh, yeah, a number of times. I go, well, then why aren't you dead? I'm going, now you've blown my mind because I don't, now you've blown my mind because I don't get the whole exercise now.
I mean, I'm not as afraid. I used to walk through a snake pit. Weren't you waiting for that punchline?
I was waiting for it. I gave the right amount of pause before I said,
there
what?
There you go.
Hit that?
Yeah, there we go.
Hit that?
Yeah, there we go.
So where do you're right, there hasn't been the same kind of fervor that everybody was expecting it. Roe was kind of a surprise. Everyone was thought that they were going to death of 1,000 paper cuts, Roe, but they went. I think everybody was prepared for this now. Where does this stuff now go, do you think?
It's not going to go anywhere as far as what happened with in the vote where you know, Republicans in the House gave votes and then it went to the Senate. That I don't see that happening here for reasons. The cake web designer although people may ruling, I just don't see that rising to the level same-sex marriage codification after Roe v. Wade occurred in the I don't see that, you know, for the designer and the religious side and the LGBTQ, I don't see it.
But do you on think, the do you see, do you, right now is that there's nothing sacred, there's nothing decided.
Oh, right, that, it's all up for grabs. I like with Congress, you know, it's something I see it going nowhere on these things. Yeah, you know, don't see it going anywhere on these particular issues. And yes, I would say for the court, a lot of things are, you know, are up, both states' rights or, you know, religious rights, up for grabs.
Any fear of the decisions came out that you know, the postal worker, you know, who are, you know, it was a 9-0 decision actually that said that, you know, the company's gonna have to, you know, the postal service is gonna have to make accommodations to get him, but this is the rule of the law of the land, the rule of the law. They're gonna be, I think, just to get Sundays off.
Well, that, yes, that one too. I mean, look.
Just to get Sundays off.
Well, that, yes, that one too. I mean, look, if they, United States Postal Service, what about the private sector?
Yeah.
What about it? And frankly, you know, for, you know, the Sabbath, it's not a Sunday thing. You can claim a lot of stuff religiously. Growing a beard within a company, if you can't have a beard, you can claim, if a certain sect of religion also that you grow a beard when somebody else doesn't. So there's all kinds of implications for a beard when somebody else doesn't. So there's all kinds of implications down the road. People with 5-6 different days off, you know.
Let the fun begin. Bob, I appreciate the time as always. Great stuff, man. The fun begins, seriously. Once you let the religion out of the bottle. Oh boy. Oh boy. I'm gonna take a quick break. Right back.
His labor history in two. On this is labor history in two. On this day in labor history, few were trying to drive to work on that Tuesday morning in Midtown Manhattan. 1,000 construction workers took to the streets in a massive protest. They were building projects. They were rallying labor. The New York Daily News declared Midtown shutdown. And protests. The New York Post's mayhem. The protest snarled traffic outside of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority on that awarded a $33 million command center to a non-union employer. Roy K. Roy K. Incorporated. The concentration during rush hour to make the most impact. One organizer biggest statement possible. The workers chanted, "What do we want? Union!" Some of the protesters decided to march to the job site. At 10th Avenue, they were met by police. In riot gear. Pastor estimated that there were 2,000 police officers, including snipers on rooftops. Up to that point, the protest had been relatively protesters dispersed and began to spray mace into the crowd of construction workers and supporters. One protester was kicked in the head. Protesters went to the hospital for injuries and exposure to the police, wound up and arrested. After the protest, small pickets against the MTA and contractor, who had the power of New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, would not be moved. Labor History and History Society and the Rick Smith Show.
RickSmithShow.com. So I got to go back to CJ from Madison did ask a question. And look, evidently discrimination is legal. I will discriminate against, which means I will not allow my daughter to bake him a cake, my son to build him a weapon. You will get nothing, because I can now. I have arbitrary to discriminate against CJ from Madison, who took out a student loan, have it paid for by someone else. No, I don't think so, and I've never said that. My position has always been, right from the start, that we should do create a sub-entity of the government corporation to buy up all these mortgages, that people couldn't pay. They got, you know, paid back mortgages over a multi-year period of time. And at the end of the very small little tiny bit of profit, not a lot, but a little bit. And it seems to me that that is something that is workable. In knowing people's student loans, you look at the interest that they're socked with. You look at to take breaks because they lost a job or something happens. And then on top of that, it's punitive. It's profit-driven. A moment ago, we've screwed over a generation. He didn't say this exactly. Wage job and get through a public university.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the